Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 51. Here is the extracted text from the image, 23, when there was cheering both on Hunter and Pryor Streets, and wild cheering was loud and long. With the exception of this cheering, I never heard anything that had the faintest resemblance to cheering, and I have never heard any applause except that heard by the judge and only heard about 30 other cheering after having been discharged from the case. That the cheering which occurred just after the reading of the verdict in said case occurred during the time the jury were being polled by the court. That at the time the cheering was heard, no objection whatsoever was made by anyone representing Leo M. Frank or by the said Leo M. Frank himself, nor was any motion made at the time by any of the attorneys of the said Frank or by the said Frank himself, to the best of my knowledge. But the polling of the jury, which was going on at the time the cheering began, and during the cheering and after the cessation of the cheering, was continued. That this cheering did not in any wise influence or affect the verdict which had already been made, nor did it have any influence whatsoever. That deponent remained absolutely unaffected and uninfluenced by the cheering or the surroundings in answering the poll. Deponent truthfully answered after he had heard the cheering that it was his verdict, and in so answering sustaining the verdict, he discharged his duty and now subscribes to the correctness of the verdict as rendered. That neither on Saturday, August 23rd, 1913, nor on any other day or date, did any man or men other than the bailiffs in charge of the jury ever walk with or by the side of the jury. And neither did anybody, within my knowledge, ever speak to any juror at any time or place outside of the presence of the court, except hello from a distance. That if at any time any man ever grabbed any juror by the hand or held conversation with any juror, the same was not in my presence. To my recollect ion, no man ever grabbed me by the hand at the place referred to by W.E. Hull in his affidavit, even though I am not familiar with the same, nor did I see or hear or know anything about any man grabbing any member of the jury by the hand or saying anything to any.